Happy Wednesday, ladies and gents. Welcome to the sixth episode of Inside Mara's Book. And I just wanted to take the time real quick to just kind of reflect on this podcast. It's been officially 1 month since I've been doing this podcast, and I didn't think I was going to be doing this for this long. I thought it was just going to be like a temporary, like simple thing that I was just going to do until another job or something came along, but that ended up not being the case. That's not what I wanted. So I definitely want to keep going with this, and I look forward to it every time. And, you know, I've said this before, but it really feels like I've been doing this for longer than a month, but I'm still like surprised that it's already been a month. It's just, it really is crazy and insane, like how fast time goes. Just these days have just been going by like pages in a really good book or magazine or newspaper, whichever, you know, tends to be your go-to. So I just, you know, again, I am so thankful for all of you who are listening right now. If, you know, if this is your first time listening, you know, please, you know, feel free to go back and listen to the other five episodes. And if you've been listening, you know, this whole time, every episode, every Wednesday, I cannot thank you enough. This is what makes my heart full, and I plan to continue to do this. So I hope you guys are enjoying it. I hope you guys are enjoying my candid storytelling. And again, I really don't plan these episodes. I get to the day of and I just kind of go on about whatever comes to mind. So these, again, they're very raw, they're unedited, and I'm speaking freely. So this is definitely a place where I'm going to talk candidly about my life's experiences and the things that I've been through. And if you're enjoying that, and I mean, if you're gaining something out of that, I just, you know, I am so thankful, you know, and I truly wouldn't be here if it weren't for my listeners and the support that I'm getting. So anyway, this episode is going to be somewhat of a flashback kind of episode, flashing back to a year ago today. So a year ago today, I was still in college. I was getting ready to graduate from YSU, and I honestly didn't know where I was going to end up. I was applying everywhere for jobs and news and, you know, near and far. And like I've said before in previous episodes, I was hired by a local newspaper called the Business Journal. It started in 1984. And, you know, the time that I spent there was truly a great learning experience. I got to meet so many wonderful, cool people in the area that I'm living in and areas that I'm near. And it's just, that's just like the number one reason why I love journalism and why I enjoy it so much. It's the people. Honest to God, it's the people. So a year ago today, I jumped on that adventure. A year ago today, I was hired by the Business Journal staff, and it was the second interview that I had with them. And this interview, you know, I got to meet the publisher and everything, and they pretty much hired me on the spot, it was the greatest feeling. It was honestly the greatest feeling ever. And you know, I was on campus that day, and it was a Monday. It was a Monday, and I remember it. It was really warm. It started to get warm outside. It was sunny. It was just, it was one of the best Mondays I'd ever had in a while. And I knew I had classes that day. I can't quite recall how many. I think I had like four classes that day, and the interview was before like all four of them, or definitely before any of the classes that I had that day. So, you know, after that interview, you know, it's like I walked downtown, you know, and I had the interview and it went super well. They're like, you know, you're a number one candidate. Like, when do you want to start? And they were like, you know, you probably, you know, want to take a little break because you just graduated. And like, do you want to start after Memorial Day? And I'm like, absolutely. So I had like it was like 3 weeks of just like relaxing and just taking a break before the next adventure. And I just, that day is just imprinted on my mind. I got out of the interview and I remember walking back up to campus, like literally hauling ass back up to campus. And I called my dad. The first person that I always, it seems to be just a reoccurring thing, because my dad is just, he's my rock. He's my best friend. He's my everything. I don't know what I would do without him. And he's just always like the number one, like the first person I call if anything happens, whether it's good, whether it's bad, if something happens, he's the first person to know. And then my best friend, and then Eric, and I mean, people follow, but dad is always the go-to first person. So like, I remember calling him and just being all excited. And it's like, you know, I remember like just being so happy on campus, and I just kept yelling. It's like, I got it. You know, they hired me. And, you know, it was just a wonderful day. And I even remember while I was doing that and I was on campus, just a handful of students, just, they just looked my way. It's like, I didn't even know them. And they just like smiled. Like they could just see that I was so happy about something. And I was just in a great mood. And I just got smiles like from everybody. And it was just a great day. It was really a great Monday. And you know, I'll never forget that forever. And, you know, I will also never forget the day that they cut me loose, which was March 17th of this year. So, you know, we're almost getting to the 2 month mark, but it's been a month. It's definitely been a good month, since that happened. And again, you know, not so happy, not so cheerful. And yet my dad was the first person that I called, and I was on my way home. I was driving, and you know, that day I was just in complete, I mean, if you've gone through this, if you've gone through something like this where you're let go, or in other words, you're cut out of the picture, you're excluded, or in my case, I felt very excluded. I felt singled out. And it's like, even though like I gave it my all and I did the very best that I could, it just ended up not being enough. And I think, you know, there might have been other things going on behind closed doors that I didn't know about and that they didn't tell me about. I didn't know if it was money, really money related or pandemic related, but you know, in other words, they just simply let me go. They said I could be happier and flourish and do better elsewhere, which, you know, a lot of people called that very trite and rude and, you know, but it honestly is what it is at this point. And, you know, I'm not really one to burn bridges, but this one hurt. it definitely hurt everywhere. So, you know, I was in a daze that day. I was in shock. It's like it happened all so fast, and it's like I got all of my belongings and, you know, I was on my way home. It's like I had my poor dad on the phone, and he just heard it. Like, he heard me crying, my voice cracking, just the pain. And, you know, it's just amazing. Like, it's shockingly amazing how much can change in just 1 year, or just how much can happen in just 1 year, or how much can happen, as opposed to like what can happen in 5 years or 10 years. It's just, when you notice that, it's like you look over the course of your whole life and the experiences that you've had, and then you just, there's just like that 1 year that always sticks out to you, or it's like, it's just amazing like how so much good or bad can happen in just 365 days. So, you know, it was definitely an earth-shattering day. I really didn't know what I was doing. I got in my car, and like the first thing I did was like, I was like, okay, like, I'm going to run over to the next local newspaper, walk in and see if I could talk to somebody and get in over there. So it's like I had it on GPS, and then I was like, I was headed that direction, and it's like I had my dad on the phone, and he's like, go home. He's like, just go home, relax, you know, don't be driving and being upset. It's a bad mix. And, you know, I agreed. So I just ended up going home the long way. And, you know, it was definitely just a very earth-shattering day. So, you know, again, like a year ago, it's like I remember both days being brought on board and being, you know, sent to the plank. Both days I remember vividly, and it's like it's kind of like I'm back to square one, because the summer before my last semester at Youngstown State University, I worked for a call/communications center, and, you know, it certainly wasn't my dream job. It's not what I had set out to do. It wasn't the initial plan. And it's kind of ironic because I do have a very similar job. It's just with another internet provider, and I'm using different systems. And, you know, while I'm so thankful for this job, because, you know, any job is better than no job, and that's kind of like the attitude I'm having at this point, but it's certainly not my dream job. And while there's pros to it, there are also cons. Like, the schedule is completely backwards, you know, from what I was used to. Like, I was always used to starting early in the morning, like I've said previously, and getting done between 4 and 5. Well, it's like now it's like, yeah, I have a later start in the day, and, you know, I'm able to have the morning to, you know, like sleep in a little bit and do, you know, whatever I need to get done. But it's like, you know, 12 o'clock comes really quick. And some people are like, wow, like, you don't get to start until 12. Like, you can just like lounge around all morning. And it's like, yeah, I can do that. But it's like, I also have to prepare dinner in the morning, because, like I've said before, I get a break from 3 to 3:30 and from 6 to 6:30. And between like the 6 and 6:30 break is when like Eric and I eat our dinner. And I need more than just 30 minutes, like, to prepare something. Like, I can't make dinner on that second break and be able to enjoy it as well. And even, like, you know, while I, like, meal prep for the evening, and now in the mornings, it's, like, even, like, 30 minutes is just really, like, it's enough time, but it's not enough time to just be able to enjoy it and relax, because it goes by so quick. It's crazy. how fast it goes by. And it's, you know, it's, again, like, this job is nice. You know, I get to sit at home and do my job. I get to wear comfy clothes. I don't have to get all, like, dressed up or anything, because it's not like I'm meeting anybody important in person anymore, and I miss that. But at the same time, it's like, you know, my car is getting a rest, and it's definitely saving money on gas and car repairs and oil changes, and I don't have to do those quite as frequently now because it's getting a rest. But it's like, you know, it's honestly, it's, I'm thankful for this, but it's so, if that makes any sense. So, I mean, I just, you know, I took the time this morning to just reflect on, you know, what was a year ago. You know, it was a really great time in my life. But it's like, even now, it's still like a great time, because it's like, if it honestly, I probably would have never started this podcast. I wouldn't have had as much time, you know, to spend with, you know, my friends and family over that time where I just wasn't tied down to anything. And, you know, for that, just, I'm totally grateful, because it was definitely a time for healing and just relaxation and just spending time with loved ones while still planning for what was next and, you know, what I was gonna do. And I just, you know, somehow, like, this podcast just became a part of it. And I probably would have never started this podcast if I still had the job at the Business Journal. There would have been no time for it, or I wouldn't have made time for it, because I was already doing so much for that paper. So, in a nutshell, you know, like, while I am still pained about it and I reflect about it often, probably more often than not, I need to keep looking forward and I need to, you know, keep looking ahead. But it's just those moments, you know, moments like when when an adventure begins and when an adventure ends, like, those moments definitely stick out to me. And, you know, maybe you can relate to this in some way. You know, maybe you've also had those heart-wrenching moments or exciting moments that always stick out to you. And definitely hold on to those good moments. Those good moments are everything, and they're worth everything. It's, you know, and most of them, you are taking some sort of risk, and you never know what's going to happen next. But, you know, I just strongly believe, like, if doors close on you, like, they're gonna open again. And maybe the ones that open again for you aren't exactly what you want, but you just have to learn how to adapt and make the best of it, which is exactly what I'm trying to do. And, you know, it's definitely just holding on to those good moments and those good memories. Like, I think it's a good thing to do. It can be painful at times if it came to an end, but hold on to everything, you know, keep those good moments in mind. And it's okay. You know, I read a quote the other day, and it's like, it's okay to miss something. It's okay to, you know, miss something that was a part of your life or something that you were a part of for a while, but it's also okay to, like, not want it back entirely. And, you know, that really stuck out to me, because it's like, while I miss it and while I miss the news and the stories and, you know, the schedule I was on, just everything about that job, while I miss it, do I want it back? That's a tough question, because, you know, if they were to call me and say, hey, like, we want you back, we need you back, I don't know if I would be necessarily jumping at it, because it's like, I was happy, but I wasn't truly happy. And, you know, there's things happen for many, many reasons, you know, maybe reasons that we don't understand, but you know, that's something that always sticks out to me. And it's just kind of like, while I miss it, I wouldn't be jumping at the return opportunity if one were to arise, surprisingly enough. Because, you know, just happiness is so important. And, you know, if you're not 100% happy with something, you know, definitely get through it, you know, adapt, do what you have to do, but always seek the horizon. Always keep looking ahead and keep looking at bigger and better opportunities. You know, dream as big as you can and keep looking forward, because you just never know what's going to end up on your plate, or you never know what's going to, you know, come across you. And, you know, if you're feeling good about it, and if it's like, you know, something that you know you would be happy doing, and take it and run, and don't be afraid to shut the door on other people, or shut a door on another job, in my case, just to move on to what your dream is. Definitely stick to your dream as much as you can. And, you know, stay strong. You know, it's a tough time. And, you know, the pandemic, of course, isn't helping matters at all. But definitely stick as close to your dream as you can, or keep your dream or dreams close by in mind, and don't give up on them. You know, keep applying and keep trying and keep talking to people. Do what you need to do to keep your dreams close by. And because you just never know. You don't know what the next adventure may be. So with that, I am going to close with stay safe, stay positive, stay healthy, keep smiling, and cling to your dreams. Have a wonderful day, guys. Bye.